This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation. I don't care whether it's me or five other people. And don't just go to your own little group and make sure everybody gets along. Right? I don't want you to do that. I want you to get out there and actually have to talk to people that you don't agree with. Because once you do that, you really get a feel for how the other side thinks. There are times when I want to just slam my forehead against the table. Because what I thought was a very simple conversation is, I don't know if it's over their heads. I don't know if they don't want to get it. I don't really know what the deal is. Here's a story about parents that were arrested after a 7-year-old who hadn't eaten for days tried selling his teddy bear for food, so say police. Now, when Officer Steve Durham met the 7-year-old boy, offering to sell his teddy bear, the little guy must have seemed industrious standing in front of the CVS at the busy intersection on 2nd and Main in Franklin, Ohio, trying to hawk his toy on July 7th. Most children don't want to part with their stuffed animals. In this boy's case, it was a lone source for comfort because he was pretty desperate. He said he hadn't eaten in days. Now, he was thinking that if he could sell the bear for enough money, he could walk across the street and get a kid's meal at Subway. You know, at the very least, a Snickers bar from CVS. Can you believe seeing this kid on the corner and not either calling the police or not helping the kid out? I don't know. I mean, I would have done something for him. I don't want the bear kid, but the bear. But here's a buck. I don't know. But I can't imagine seeing a kid trying to hawk a bear in a corner and you doing nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now, it must have seemed like a charitable area, one walking the short 2 blocks from the Great Miami River to the CVS would see towering spires of at least 4 churches. But he wasn't having any luck. Again, I say, any wonder why we have Trump and Hillary? let me see. Still being downtown and completely alone was likely better than being home. His parents allegedly weren't even aware that he had left the house. It broke my heart, Dunham told the local news source. He told me he was trying to sell his stuffed animal to get money enough for food because he hadn't eaten in several days. Now, Dunham approached the boy, who was initially shy and uncomfortable. He said, I thought he would get in trouble, he told CNN. He told me that he was hungry, and he was trying to get money for food. Dunham was not going to buy the bear, but he would buy the boy a sandwich at Subway. Though the pair said a little prayer, ate dinner together, Dunham told the local news source. Meanwhile, Dunham asked the boy where he lived, who his parents were. Their names are Tammy and Michael. And they live on Main Street, according to the Journal News. Dunham and the boy headed to the Franklin Police Department, where the boy watched cartoons with the dispatcher for a few hours. Meanwhile, fellow officers Amanda Myers, Kyle O'Neill, went to the house. They found utter disarray. You guys see, if you see the pictures of this place, I'll tell you what I would have done if I was the cop. I know, you guys like to write about this about me. So here, I'm going to give you plenty of fodder. Do you still use notebooks and pencils? Get them out. I'll give you a head start. When you look at the house that this little kid was in, the mess it was in. And don't give me this crap that, so, you know, some parents just can't get it together. You know, some parents have a hard time with this. Some parents, then give your kid to somebody else. If you can't handle your child, if you can't feed it, if you can't do what's right and give something up to take care of your child, give him or her to someone else who cares. They said they walked in. The floor of the house was covered in trash, discarded empty liquor bottles, cockroaches all over the place, odorous crevices and trash piles, and the house had the pungent, choking smell of stale and drying urine, both cat and human. At which point, I would have grabbed the dad and beat the crap out of him in the living room, and then rubbed his face in some of that dried urine cat stuff. Don't treat kids like that. Photographer of, a photograph of the refrigerator released by police department showed what little food it contained was rotting. The package of raw chicken that had turned a deep dark brown, one of the containers attached to the door, which are generally used to hold jars of salad dressing and other condiments, was filled halfway with black liquid, small unidentified chunks floating in it. What do you think that was? There was sludge in all kinds, a lot of the liquid inside the store. Now the photograph showed the kitchen. In the photo was a slow cooker filled with discarded trash. Next to it was a bottle of oil, which had turned brown. On the stove sat uneaten food and what appeared to be a crushed fast food soda cup. What is all this for? I mean, did these people ever eat? Did they do anything? A single cabinet door hung open, and its lone shelf was warped and hanging low, threatening to break. The officers arrested Tammy and Michael, and fed the other children. Other children. Okay. I would have taken this guy to the garage and beat the crap out of him. The living room wouldn't have enough room there for me. Warren County Children's Services conducted an emergency removal of the four children, along with the unnamed 7-year-old, put them in custody and custody of identified relatives. Both parents were arraigned Tuesday. Although the story was not widely reported until Friday, both parents pleaded not guilty to 5 counts of child endangerment. God. I don't even know. You see this picture. I can only imagine what the rest of the house looked like. Later, Dunham visited the 7-year-old. He said, I came back to check on him, and he was hiding. He jumped out to scare me when I came back in the building. He got me real good, Dunham told the local news source. We'd like to go home and end the day feeling like we've done something good. I can't even imagine it. I hope these kids don't see those parents again until they're totally cleaned up, fixed, and can handle loving a child. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Isn't that just like a WAP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah, Mexico. No way, Daddy-o. Yeah. I ain't going to school.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And thanks so much for being with me today. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know where you're going to be on the 27th of August? I'm going to tell you where you're going to be. If you're in Los Angeles, I want you to be at the El Portal Theater. It's on Lancashire Boulevard in North Hollywood, California. A friend of ours, a friend of the show, and a great guy, Evan Say, is going to be doing a show there. He's going to be taping a comedy hour, or maybe two, I don't even know. But listen, you got to go, you have some fun. And here's the deal. As far as the show goes, we don't have a solid, regular comedian, if you will, a conservative commentator, conservative comedian, as the left has Bill Maher and such. and Evan is our guy. And I'm always telling you how you have to, you have got to support conservative causes. So, my question to you is, are you willing to spend a few bucks? And I mean a few bucks. The guys brought their ticket prices down to nothing. I'm not telling them what you are. You got to go find them. But he needs the support. He wants the support. And we should give him our support. So if you head over to my Facebook page, head over to the website later on, we'll tweet it. I may even include it in an email blast here shortly and show you. You got how to get the tickets, but you got to support this guy because again we don't have them out there plugging away for us. Now Evan will be on the show Wednesday night, plugging this event along with some other stuff that he's doing. And you really just need to bottom line with this, we need to support him. And again, not and it'll be filmed, so make sure you don't have like scrungy T-shirts on, wash your hair. I know it's. Some of you, it's a once-a-month thing. You might have to time it accordingly. Maybe you take it a week early. I don't know. Whatever you want to do. Seriously. Anyway, always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, let's hit some of these. Where was I? I already did the story about the 7-year-old, right? Yeah. I'm wondering. I just don't. I have no sympathy for them. I have no sympathy for the parents. I'm sorry. They have four kids. They couldn't figure it out by now. They couldn't figure out how to take care of their kids. They couldn't ask somebody for some help. So a florist is caught between her faith and discrimination. This thing with the discrimination is going way, way, way too far. Seriously. It's gotten to the point where you can't... We even have a teacher in Los Angeles, California... that is being brought up on discrimination from a Catholic school. Well, actually, she's being investigated for discrimination and hate speech simply because in a conversation where she was asked the question, she told the young people that according to the Bible, same-sex marriage was a sin. It was against God. And simply for saying that, she's now up on hate speech charges. And that's her religious belief. She didn't go on to say, you should be tarred and feathered, you should be drawn and quartered, you should be killed, you should be reprogrammed. She didn't say any of that. She simply said, when they asked her the question, what God felt, what the Bible said about, she answered the question. So they don't want you to say anything. Again, it's a ruse. I'm telling you guys. They do not want equality. They do not want peace. They want control. Now, a decision by a Washington State florist not to provide flowers for a gay couple's wedding has set up an emotional court fight that may shape similar cases in the future. Now, here you go with this. This is, again, remember, photographer, wedding cake maker, and now florist. So, well, I'll tell you where I'm at with this at the end. Now, Borinelli Stutzman loved doing custom floral work for Robert Ingersoll. He became one of her best customers. Often encouraging her creativity, do your thing, he would tell her when placing an order, he loved what she did. Over the years, Mr. Ingersoll spent nearly $4,500 on flowers and other arrangements by the florist. But one day he made a special request that was different from his earlier orders. He asked Ms. Stutzman if she would design the flowers for his coming wedding ceremony. The request thrust her into a moral dilemma, she said. Throw a driving 9-year business relationship, in fact, flush it down the toilet. She said before this, it was never relevant. See, but you guys won't see the difference here. Selling flowers to another human being, no matter who he's taking them to or what he's going to do with them, we don't care. That's up to you. Right? It's really that simple. It's up to you. You do whatever you want with those flowers. You want to put them in a trash compactor when you get out the door? Fine. You want to give them to your lover, gay lover, straight lover, whatever? Fine. We don't care. As a Christian, we don't care. That's between you and your God or non-God or whatever you have or don't have. As a devout Southern Baptist, Stutzman says that her involvement in a same-sex wedding would violate her religious beliefs about the sanctity of marriage as a divinely blessed union exclusively between one man and one woman. She did not, which is the same the same viewpoint that I hold from a scriptural standpoint. She did not object to selling flowers or floral arrangements from her shop to Ingersoll, as she'd done many times before. What she objected to was the possibility of job requiring her personal involvement in the celebration of a same-sex marriage. She felt that would be a renunciation of her faith. See, we're not supposed to rejoice. Yeah, get over yourself here. We're not supposed to rejoice with people in their sin. Now, for a Christian, and I'll use your terms, mainstream Christian, right? Doing something that's against God's law is sinning. We're not supposed to partake in that. We're not supposed to be part of it. And some of you say, oh, really? So you've never smoked and you're not divorced at all? Yes, of course. I've repented. I've turned from it. I don't do it anymore. And yes, do I still miss the mark, which is what we call sin? Yeah, of course I do. And I try hard not to do it again. I don't go looking for it. I don't go looking for an adulterous relationship. It's not, I'm a married man. Why would I do that? Why would I do it? If I owned a jewelry store, let me ask what the difference is this. And John Smith comes in. He's been my lifelong friend. I know him. I know his wife. I know his kids. I've been on vacation with them. I love these people. We've been to dinner together. He comes in and asks me to make a bracelet, okay, and wants me to deliver it to his girlfriend's apartment. What do you think I'm going to say? I'm going to say no. And then I'm going to blast John for what he's doing. Okay? And I don't care if the bracelet's $5,000, $10,000. If it's a $25,000 sale, I'm going to make half of it. I'm going to look at John and say, no, I'm not getting involved in your sin. I'm not going to carry out your, I'm not going to help you carry out your sin against God and your family. Finish this up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
I can make it look like I'm spinning records from my day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Hey, listen, we are on 30-some-odd stations across the country. Head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Check us out. Check us out on the air. If we're not on a station in your area, send me an email. First call them. Say, what's wrong with you people? How come you don't have this? And then when you're done doing that to them, and they have no clue as to what you're talking about, then send me an email. And I will get I will engage and get involved, as well I should. I would love to. And see if we can't get on the air in your area. It's worked before. You guys sent me an email about a station in Texas, and you wanted me to get on that station. You wanted me to be part of it. And guess what's going to happen next week? Come on. I give you 12 guesses. Your first 27 don't count, right? Anyway, we're going to be on KQTY in Borger, Texas, and I'm really I'm thrilled. I'm going to do an interview there on Wednesday, and a great new audience for I love them people from Texas. See, I can do that because the producer's not in the room, and she's not going to get on my case for doing it. Anyway, always. A pleasure. I love it when we add a new station, and I know I can't congratulate them or thank them for listening because they ain't here yet. You know what I'm saying? But I do. I am excited about that. That's KQTYAM in Borger, Texas. Borger, B-O-R. That's right. I guess I should say it like them so they understand, right? Borger. That's right. It's from Borger, Texas. And so I do. Now they're going to call me and say, "Forget it. Make fun of us. We're done with you." I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Look, we're talking about the woman, the florist. She's caught between her faith and discrimination. Knew this man. I don't know, young man, older man, whatever. For 9 years, had a business with him for not a business, did business with this fellow for 9 years. He was gay and in a relationship, and she was a or she is not was she is a Southern Baptist Christian. She sold him flowers, $4,500 worth of flowers, and didn't have a problem with it. But what you guys keep forgetting, what you keep not understanding is, we can't rejoice in sin with you. And according to the Bible, right, not according to Joe, not according to some whacked viewpoint of Christianity, no, according to the Bible, and we've done this before, so I'm not going to do it again. You go back and get the show about how biblically it's incorrect. So according to the Bible, it's a sin. We can't help somebody sin. We can't get involved. Now, when it comes to our own stuff, we're responsible for our own stuff. So if we're sinning, we got to take care of ourselves. And just because I'm sinning, I don't know where you guys get this warped idea that you want to call me out on what I'm doing wrong. It means it's okay to help you do something wrong. It doesn't work that way. My goal is to help you not to do anything wrong anymore. My goal is to keep me from doing stuff wrong. Anyway, your marriage is supposed to be a time of rejoice. This is not a time of happiness. I cannot rejoice with you. That's what she's saying here. That's what the photographer was saying. I mean, you want to talk about three strikes and you're out? So you're going to throw these three people in jail, shut their business down because they can't rejoice with you? They can't be happy with you? You're going to throw me in? What if your wedding was on the beach and I agreed that I wanted to come to your wedding and then you tell me it's on the beach? I hate the beach. I hate the sand. I hate the beach. I hate the noise. I hate the waves. I hate it all. If you have the wedding in the forest, I'll come. If you have it on the beach, good luck to you. Have a nice day. What is that? Does that mean I hate you? You want to throw me in jail for that? You want to have my brain reprogrammed or something to like the beach? I mean, I'm just trying to be as stupid as you're being. You have somebody who was willing to, and she did it the right way. She was exactly right in her Christian faith. Selling you flowers is not rejoicing in your marriage. It's not helping you celebrate sin. From the photographer to the cake maker. Now, some of my Christian friends will write me some nasties and say, you know, you got to get the log out of your own eye before you call out somebody else's eye, and you got to do this and you got to do that. And you know what? That's Christians talking to Christians. That's number one. Let's get it straight. All right? Number two is, I'm not going to love these people into the Word or into God's world by celebrating their sin. Because at some point in time, they're going to call me a hypocrite. They're going to put their finger right in my face and say, wait a minute. You say you believe all this stuff, but you weren't willing to fight for it. You came to my wedding. You catered my wedding. You brought me flowers. You did the pictures. It's a very confusing story. Now, love is not always doing what you like. Love is not always making... If I love you, that doesn't mean I always make sure that you feel good about what you're doing because you might be doing something wrong. True love is looking at you saying, hey, you're off the mark here. I mean, if that's the lifestyle you're living, if this person isn't trying to live a Christian lifestyle, that's fine. That's their choice. Notice how I do that? That's their choice. You're not willing to give me the same respect and freedom, but I'm willing to give it to you. The one that you call a bigot and a homophobe and stubborn, I'm willing to give you the right to live your life, but you're not willing to give me the right to live my life. She did not object to selling flowers and floral arrangements from her shop to Ingersoll. She said she'd done it many times. She objected to the possibility of a job requiring her personal involvement in the celebration of a same-sex marriage. She went on to say that Rob was asking me to choose between my affection for him and my commitment to Christ. You will lose every time. That's my words. Commitment to Christ comes first, period. She would later write in a Seattle Times essay, as deeply fond as I am of Rob, my relationship with Jesus is everything to me. The 5-minute conversation with Ingersoll, she added, was one of the hardest things I ever had to do in my life. Now, 3 years after the brief meeting in her flower shop, the 71-year-old florist is facing the prospect of financial ruin. And Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson and the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU of Washington, filed discrimination lawsuits in addition to targeting her business, Arlene's Flowers Incorporated. They sued Sutzman personally, ensuring that any assets she might own beyond the flower shop could be taken from her to pay the legal fees. The point was to ruin her, Sutzman's lawyer said. Isn't that a loving thing to do, right? All she said is, I won't do your flowers, and this is why. They couldn't go to the other 30. See, that's vindictive and hateful. So they're going to repay hate with hate? Is that what these loving groups are telling us? They're so loving, they're so open, they're so accepting of everybody. But you're not. You're just hypocrites. Because you think you think it's evil. I don't, but you think it's evil. So repaying evil for evil is the way to do it, right? Ruining her life at 71 is the way. Because she ruined your life. Because there were no other flower shops she could go to. Is that how it works? So now you try to scare us. You will never scare me. I'll give it up before. I will allow the asinine laws of the state to take it all away from me before I allow you to get me to compromise on what I believe. And if you're that hateful there's no other word. If you're just simply that hateful, that's what you have to do to make your little self feel that better, then do it. I'm not worried about it. And she said she was willing to put everything on the line. She was not going to violate her religion, her faith. God bless her. You know, and it's a double standard. We've done these stories before where the Muslim bakery wouldn't do one. Nobody say anything. Nobody was sued. Nobody was brought to court. You're a bunch of cowards and hypocrites. That's really, give me another reason. What's the difference? If I walk into a Muslim bakery who refuses to make my cake for my gay wedding, and I walk into a Christian bakery who refuses to make a cake for my gay wedding, who do you think is going to get sued? Who do you think is going to go to court? Which proves that there's a double standard and you don't care. Or you're more afraid of them than you are of us. I don't know. What do we need to do? Stutzman is not alone in being forced. We know that we've heard story after story. The flower shop is among a number, a small number of wedding businesses nationwide that are being accosted by these groups. Look at what was the... I don't know, it was the bakery, I think. The couple didn't even... They had other bakeries they went by to get there. The bottom line is, nobody's stuck. It isn't like if these people don't make you the wedding cake, nobody will. Your group is pretty tight-knit. The gay community's pretty tight. You know what you tell them? Don't shop at this bakery. Don't shop at this photographer. Don't go over here. You want to put a hurt on them? That's a perfect way to do it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You were listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, what the heck, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us, the time you take to check us out, to write to us, to text us, tweet us. Those are legal and clean. All kinds of stuff that you're doing with us. Anyway, we were talking about the florist that refused to do floral arrangements for a long time customer of hers, 9 years. And producer Tammy brought to my attention that the group was, or the guy wasn't going to sue her, was not interested in suing her, or even reporting her for that matter. So apparently, here's a 71-year-old woman, been doing business for the guy for 9 years. And apparently the conversation she had with him put him at ease. I mean, he probably wasn't happy about it. I don't know, does he say that in the article? Does it say whether he does?
He wasn't happy.
Right. But he wasn't hating on her.
He was very upset and sad.
Right. So what I'm getting at, though, is she knew him well enough to be able to open up to him and tell him why. And the fact that he wouldn't or didn't sue her should tell you, should say something about the relationship. Okay? So the ACLU decides that they're going to teach them a lesson. You know, they have to get involved and teach them a lesson. And this is where people getting involved shouldn't get involved. They're making it a bigger deal than what it was. So the young man, or the fellow put it up on his Facebook page, wasn't going to sue her, wasn't going to do anything. ACLU picked it up there and then ran with it. So I don't know. I look at this stuff and I go, we've totally lost our minds. And what you call discrimination, some of us don't. Even, and again, it's funny. We're willing to give you a lot more latitude than you're willing to give us, which is hilarious. If I go into a, and we've had this conversation, it's a true statement. If I go in and want to make an anniversary cake for my wife, I go into a bakery that I know is owned by a gay couple, and I say something to the effect, or maybe I put a scripture on there, right, that has to do with marriage being ordained by God for a man and a woman, and they refuse to do it. That's okay. Can't sue them for anything. I can't sue them for discrimination, because mine's a religious belief, and that's all right. Theirs is, quote-unquote, the way they were made. So I can't say I was made a Christian. I can't say I was made believing in God. Do you see how stupid this gets? How fast this goes from zero to obscene? It's just absurd. By the way, the story we did earlier with those gymnastics and the one girl that did not put her hand over her heart. I just found out that she's a Christian. All five of them are Christian. I guess they call themselves the Final Five. That's what they nicknamed themselves. Now, I'm just wondering, I was teasing Tammy. I said, I guess they'll take the gold medals away from them now. They edged out Russia and China by a few tenths of a point, leading the team to a tremendous Olympic victory. But with the athletic success of such heights comes immense pressure. The athletes have talked about how God has remained central to their competition. One of the girls says, I take my Bible with me, sometimes two of them. When I travel, I always pray at every competition. When the judge's hand goes up, I am praying, and there are little scriptures I like to quote. This according to Gabby Douglas in her memoir, Grace, Gold, and Glory, My Leap of Faith. Another of them, Simone Biles, talks openly about her Christian faith on Twitter. She goes on to say, God put you there to be confident. Ooh, confident. To be humble, she tweeted, as well as, if you're praying about it, God's working on it. Another of the team members, Lori Hernandez, uploaded an image that says, those who trusted the Lord will find new strength. For some of you who are curious, you can find that in Isaiah. Yeah, that's in the book. It's in the Old Testament. Go to the left of center, 40:31, chapter 40, verse 31. Hernandez says that her prayer often quells the pressure she feels before performance, usually before I salute the judge, I'm able to just... Now, here's something about this. People will say nasty stuff about this. You have no problem, though, if I sit there. And I'm not making fun of another group. I'm just making comment. So if I sit there, and what do they call it? I don't even know what Buddhists call it. You know, like 15 seconds, 15 minutes before... Meditation, there you go. If I do that, become one with myself, do my harmonic balancing or whatever, that's fine. You're okay with that. But if I want to pray to a God that you don't believe in, if I want to use a scripture that brings me calm and peace to an entity you don't even believe is there, that somehow wigs you out. I don't understand it. I'm not sure I could smoke enough crack to understand it. She says that... it quells her before the performance, usually before I salute the judge. I'm able to grab the event, and I pray on it. It really grounds me. For some reason, once I do that, I'm able to think clearly. I'm able to calm down just before I compete. Now, Madison Kassian is not shy about her faith either. She openly attends church every week, and even when she travels to a different country, she tries to attend a service. Faith is a big part of my life, she says. It's so encouraging to see a team of athletes who know their worth and know where their worth lies. She goes on to say, it lies solely with Jesus, and who can glory in God at these most amazing moments of achievement. I love it. I love the fact that their young people are open about it. Young people, here's five young people who are open about it and willing to discuss it. Right? And then some idiot in the comments have got to go down a whole list of almost like they're, Jews can't be part of this? Why do they have to talk about Jesus? Get over yourself. Nobody said they couldn't. And why do you have to ruin a good thing? Anyway, let's see if I can get this in just before the end of the night. Jonathan Gentry is a guy, I've played his clips on the show before. This one's gone viral in a day, 250,000 views, or listens, or whatever. And he goes on to say the officer that shot and killed the armed suspect was black. So where did beat up all white people come from? He wants to know why the outrage at white folks when it was a black cop that shot a black armed suspect with a stolen gun. What's the problem here?
Let me show you how sad and embarrassing this is, to say the least, in what's going on in Milwaukee. The officer that killed this armed suspect with a stolen gun that pointed it at the police was black. The suspect that was killed was black. So help me understand, in the videos that they've been showing all weekend, let's beat up all the white people. Where did that come from? The officer that killed him was black. So where did let's beat up all the white people come from? Look how wrong we are. You can call me what you want to. God bless the child that can hold his own indeed. But we're wrong. Obama isn't going to tell you this. These political activists, they see what I see. They see what I see, but they're not going to tell you because they want you to stay stuck on stupid and confused. We made this about race when it wasn't even about race. It was an officer doing his job. Look how wrong we are. Just to show you, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Oh my God,
what
scripture.
You see over the weekend, it's a heart problem. We're living deep in sin, and we need to come to repentance. We're wrong.
I love this guy. And this is, I haven't got enough time, but this is everything, right? When it comes to abortion, when it comes to racism, we make the wrong decisions because it's a heart issue. We don't love people anymore. We don't value ourselves. I personally believe that the problem with abortion is an issue of the heart and nothing else. We do not teach our young people how valuable they are to us, to God. We don't teach them how valuable that little thing that they carry is with. And you know what? It would never get to that point if they wouldn't freely give themselves up to sex and those kind of things before they really have a relationship with somebody. So again, like I always say, and I'll get nasties for it, here's the bottom line. Until you decide that you're valued, until you decide that you have a value, until you decide there's something out there bigger than yourself that loves you, cares about you, and gives you value, you will continually be heartbroken and keep making these mistakes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, thanks for being with me. I'm going to be here all week. Let your friends know about it. I appreciate those of you who are getting involved in Facebook and Twitter, other places. Keep the show going. You know, thank you so much for your emails. And don't give up. Hey, if I didn't do your story yet, doesn't mean I don't want to. It just means I haven't gotten around to it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day.